Today the church presents us with some very interesting and powerful readings, especially the first reading of Moses. Abraham entertaining God. Abraham hosting God. That God shows up and three individual men, but he addresses them as one, sir. And then he speaks to them as one, and in all except for one instance, they respond as one. And the fathers would see this as the first kind of introduction of the Trinity, that Moses was able to speak to God face to face. And it's interesting, he rushes out of his way. He sees them coming down the trail. He rushes out of his way to go see them and to prepare a meal for them. He's begging them, stay with me, allow me to serve you. And then as they're eating, he serves them and waits on them. And then you skip forward to the New Testament, our gospel today, the story of Martha and Mary. You know, Martha busy doing all the serving and the work and the cooking and cleaning and so on. And Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. And Martha asking for help because she feels overwhelmed. But what's interesting and what's important to pull out of this gospel is not so much what Jesus says to her, which is important, but what he does not say to her. You are burdened by many things, there is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. Notice, he does not say, Martha, you're wasting your time. Stop serving, stop cooking, stop cleaning. Come sit and join Mary. That's not what he says. Because the reality is, we still need to be fed. We still need, our needs have to be taken care of. But there are different gifts in the church, different ministries that we're called to. Each of us is called and gifted in a different way. And we have to put those gifts at the service of one another. And sometimes we can be more like Mary. Maybe if you're retired and you have more time on your hands, you can devote more time specifically to sitting at our Lord's feet. And maybe you're busy and you have a life that you have to take care of, children that you're raising and so on and so on. And you're more like Martha. But the point is, in all things, the hospitality of Abraham, the hospitality of Martha is there, being put at the service of our Lord. For us in this diocese, we understand hospitality to be essential to the way out we live our stewardship. There are four pillars of stewardship: hospitality, prayer, formation, and service. The first of those is hospitality for a reason. Because if we can't even get, I would think it would be prayer would be the first pillar. You know, prayer is kind of a big deal, right? You would think prayer would be the first pillar, but it's hospitality. Because if you come into a church and you feel like you feel repelled, you feel unwelcomed, you feel like a stranger, it's hard to make it to that next step of prayer if you don't first feel like this is home. Hospitality as a way of stewardship, it means that we take ownership of our faith, of our parish, of our atmosphere here. Think about it. I mean, you have to have ownership of this parish and really in order to offer hospitality. You're not going to go to another parish in another state and welcome people to that parish. I'm glad to see you here, right? It's just like your own home. You're not going to go across the street and invite friends to your neighbor's house and offer hospitality from their house. You offer hospitality, unless you're a bad neighbor, right? You offer hospitality from your own home. You have ownership in it. This is mine, and I'm offering it to you. I welcome you in. That's why hospitality and stewardship are so closely linked. And St. Peter, in the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 4, talks about that. Be eager to offer hospitality without grumbling. And apparently Martha didn't get that memo, right? Be eager to offer hospitality without grumbling, right? Because each should put their gifts at the service of the other in stewardship. And there he ties stewardship and hospitality together. St. Peter, 2,000 years ago, making this connection that we are striving to live out in this diocese today. To welcome the stranger. To welcome those at the fringes of society. And Pope Francis has been leading the way in this. Again and again and again, leading by example. To offer hospitality to those who are at the fringes. The elderly. The disabled. The divorced, the recently divorced Catholic, or the single mom. And for us who are part of, who are home here, we don't think a lot about it. But I've read so many stories of individuals who've been away from the church for 10 years, and they come and they sit in the back of the church, and all of a sudden they get the stink eye because they're sitting in Uncle Bob's spot. You know what I mean? Like, that, hey, that's my pew. What are you doing here? It's so contrary. It's so contrary to the Christian life that we are called to, the life of hospitality, the life of stewardship. And what is the fruit of stewardship? What's the fruit of hospitality or stewardship lived out through hospitality? What does that look like? What is it? How does that bear fruit? Well, look at that first reading. Abraham is waiting on God, and at the end, one of the men says, "Where's your wife Sarah?" He says, "Well, she's in the house." She says, "When I come back this time next year, she will have a son." What was formerly a sterile relationship, what was formerly not bearing fruit, as a direct result of offering hospitality, it was blessed and made fruitful. If we want to see our parish be made fruitful, we have to live hospitality. May it be so.